until it is all fulfilled. So now that it is, so Christ definitely fulfilled all, because we know that the sacrificial laws are passed away. But also, if you do my listen to my study on 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 7, 8, and 9, you will find that the commandments also have passed for those whose hearts are changed. Because if my heart is changed, I don't need a commandment to be righteous. Commandments are not going to give me righteousness. And in fact, if I think I'm getting my righteousness because I'm obedient to the commandment, instead of thinking that God, by His grace and mercy, has written obedience into my heart, then I am an affront to God because I'm denying His grace and saying, no, it was my work. It was what I did. As opposed to saying, no, it was His grace. And you'll say, well, no, by the grace of God, I keep the Ten Commandments. Well, I'll tell you all again, the Ten Commandments aren't enough. They aren't righteous enough. The Ten Commandments are what the Pharisees followed and the other commandments of the Jewish law. There's more than ten. There's not just the ceremonial, you know, the law is not just the Ten Commandments and then there's a ceremonial law. There's a ceremonial law and then there are all kinds of civil laws. But we follow the law of Christ. And all the law and the prophets are summed up as Jesus taught in thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself and love the Lord thy God, right? Those two things, all the law and the prophets hang on those ideas. Obviously, there's something that goes beyond that because you get to things that are sort of like, well, you say, well, where's the victim? Well, the victim is God because God hates iniquity. You invoke His justice because He is there for the punishing of evil. There's one thing He does. He created evil and He intends to punish evil. So we do not, again, the law is not for the righteous man, because whoever shall break one of these least commandments, well, breaking the commandments, that's not what the Christian is supposed to do. We're supposed to be obedient from the heart, pure of heart. So we would not break commandments. This is not for us. Neither would we teach men to break the commandments. Oh, break them! Christ fulfilled them, and we teach rather that people would fulfill that from the fulfillment of the righteousness which Christ fulfilled. We follow the law of Christ, and that we would follow those commandments. Now, what about, well, Paul, why don't you teach then that we should do sacrifice? Because Jesus said, whoever shall break one of these least commandments. But those laws were for the Jews. Now, also, they were bringing in a new thing for the Jews too, though, weren't they? So there is some sort of like, what would I tell a Jewish person? Would I say, well, you should still obey everything from the old covenant? You cannot wear garments of cotton and wool together. You have to wear all cotton or all wool. You cannot eat pork, etc. You must be circumcised. Obviously, then, when Jesus talked about the commandments being fulfilled, that he also means that this is talking about after they have passed, you know, once they have passed away, this verse takes on a different meaning. It does not include, like, what if you teach men that they don't have to be circumcised? Are you teaching them to break the commandments of God? Because God said, I give you circumcision for a perpetual commandment, for a perpetual witness between me and you. But in the New Testament, they're saying, no, we don't, you know, we're now at liberty not to be circumcised. And not to do this and not to that, because we acknowledge that certain of the law has passed away. And I tell you, do my study on 2 Corinthians chapter 3 makes it very clear that the Ten Commandments are also included, that the whole has been fulfilled, and the whole has passed away, and our new standard of righteousness is according to the New Testament, which is much more demanding. It just is not demanding as much in outward things, like what kind of clothes you wear, as far as I can wear a wool sweater with a cotton t-shirt. But I cannot dress in an immodest way. You know, that's the law of clothing in the New Testament, is modesty, meekness in our dress, mercy in our judgment. You know, there is a New Testament law that must be followed, but we follow it not like the old law, whereby commandments, there are not commandments like, you know, thou shalt be perfect, thou shalt be temperate. In the old covenant was thou shalt not, touch not, taste not, handle not, do not, do not, do not. But the New Testament is yes, amen, do it, be it, feel it. You are the children of God. You will walk uprightly. You are to believe that you will be godly, that you will have virtue. You will go from faith to faith, from righteousness to righteousness, to godliness, to temperance, to knowledge, to brotherly kindness and love. And all those things are going to be built up in you into the perfect man, which is Christ. He's going to grow up in you. So when we do and teach the commandments, we are doing and teaching the New Testament law. I don't teach the Old Testament law. And this is obviously till all be fulfilled. Now that all is fulfilled, we must look at verse 19 in a slightly different light. Otherwise, we ought to teach people to make sacrifices. We ought to teach people to be circumcised. And I hope that I make that clear. There's some way in which this verse 19 has to be interpreted in a different light after the fulfillment of those things. But, like I said, there is a new law. And that's the thing, that Christ, there's a new covenant with new laws, new sacrifice. A totally new system. Listen to Hebrews. I go into great detail about what that really is. Let's just cover the doctrine of Christ and his life. Verse 20, for I say to you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness. We already read this, right? You've got to be more righteous than them. And people looked at them and thought, wow, they're the most righteous people I've ever seen in my life. How am I going to exceed them? In talking about the old covenant in 2 Corinthians 3, I've mentioned it like this is the third time or fourth time I mention it. He talked about you got to exceed their righteousness. And he's talking about the old covenant in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. He says, for even that which was made glorious, the glory of the old covenant, the Ten Commandments, the giving of the Ten Commandments had a glory about it. Because when Moses came off the mountain, he was actually glowing. It was a glorious covenant. But it had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels or exceeds. For if that which was done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. The new covenant is more glorious than the old, because it brings a better righteousness. It brings us to a real righteousness. The old covenant could never make one righteous or perfect. Hebrews chapter 7, I'm going to read another verse. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh to God. We draw nigh by the new covenant. It is a better covenant established on better promises, because the old covenant was promised this. If you do this, you will live. The new covenant, this is the promise. You will live and you will walk in righteousness. I will write my laws in your hearts. I will write obedience in your heart. Therefore, let us seek these promises. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Right? We are going to seek these things. We are going to seek to obtain. You know, ask that you may obtain. Seek and you shall find. These are all things I'm quoting from what we're studying right now. It's coming up. But we cannot enter into the kingdom with merely an outward sign of perfection, of an outward fleshly righteousness that is based on, I don't do this. You know, like, you can be, according to the law, right? Right. But according to the law of Christ, wrong. Let's look at his law. This is what he means as far as the Ten Commandments are not strong enough.